Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just I hope like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
What's up, baby?
Well, I don't even know.
I know.
Having holiday jitters.
2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon and you're already half drunk.
Half drunk. Not even a quarter of the way drunk.
Well, you haven't had anything to drink except for that one little sip.
I had one little sip of something.
Whiskey.
Oh, I don't know what it was.
It was whiskey.
It's yellowy.
Looks
like pee with ice cubes in it. A dehydrated pee-pee with ice cubes in it.
That's bad pee-pee, though.
That's dehydrated.
Yeah,
that's
is
like dehydrated. You've been hiking.
You better drink some water.
That's like you're hiking the AT and you're barely making it. You ran out of water somewhere in Maine.
Yeah.
And like you're still going on and your body finally produced enough to even pee. But that's the color.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
And welcome to our holiday session of Dogs Are Smarter Than People.
It is a holiday session.
We talk about dehydrated pee-pee.
Well, you bought me that alcohol dependency advent calendar.
I got Shawnee a advent calendar. And again, we do not have a sponsorship for this, but we should. That was ridiculously expensive, but oh, so beautiful and lovely. And in each of the days, you open up. For those of you who don't know about advent calendars, you open up a day and reveal a present of some sort or a saying all the way up from the beginning of December to Christmas Eve, right?
It's such a capitalistic scam. I'm just kidding.
You ruin it all. Anyways.
No, this advent calendar is awesome. It kicks the beer one's ass.
So I had in the past gotten Shawnee beer advents, right? But like the beer advents, he doesn't drink. He just stares. He collects the unopened bottles and lines them up on the stairway into our cellar.
It's awesome.
Or basement, whatever we call it.
Well, they're not actually on the stairway, folks. No, they are.
They're blocking the stairs.
There's a rail that runs down the wall. Not the stairway. It's not the handrail.
It's not the banister.
It's flat.
It's like this
and
rail.
And they line up perfectly, and they look so pretty.
And there you go. That's our classy house.
And I'm not a fan of IPAs anyways. And
they're all IPAs.
It's like 22 out of 24 IPAs.
I don't even understand what IPA is. Which
India
would make,
Pale Ale.
I thought that was like a brand.
No, that's...
When I was... Until like a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Until you met Mike Stass.
No, John Hill.
Oh.
Our professional brewer friend. I think he would be horrified.
Lack of beer knowledge?
How little I know.
That's all right.
I don't.
I think Bud Light's the best, so he'd be horrified at that.
He is horrified. Everyone knows that. They all mock you. All right, so, because they're all beer snobs.
They are beer snobs.
They have that, you know, intellectual beer
snob. Although
the
place he works does make one of my top three beers.
Which is? You can say it.
Oh,
matter.
No, I'm trying. It's real ale.
Oh, Real Ale.
It's called Real Ale by Atlantic Breweries in Bar Harbor, Maine.
There you go there. We don't have a sponsorship from them either.
If you want some, I'll send you a six-pack for a $50 shipping fee.
Shit, I think that's illegal, huh?
What?
Selling booze through the...
Through the mail? Oh, yeah. No, well...
He's lying. He will not really do that.
Baby, you order wine by the pallet.
Yeah, because that's our real place.
Then it's not illegal. I'll just
it's
ship
illegal
it FedEx.
In some states.
I'll ship it FedEx and have them check ID.
Oh my god. They do. They check your ID. They didn't used to, but now they do. Okay, so. Not that we would know.
We would know.
Yeah.
You've been buying pallets of wine through the whole okay. process of alcohol online.
He's just a lying liar. Who
but it is much cheaper.
Anyways, welcome to the podcast. We don't really have any strange news.
We don't?
No, because...
Well, but I was probably strange enough that you buy wine by the pallet. Hey, it's better than buying it by the box. That box wine sucks.
I don't buy it by the pallet. Why do you gotta lie like this?
I'm just teasing.
People will believe you. They will take sound clips and sound bites and be like, whoa. And then in 50 years, I'm gonna be like set.
Dead.
No, I'm gonna be set to host the Grammys. And they're gonna bring up this podcast. And they're gonna.
What, that you buy wine by the pallet?
Yes.
It doesn't mean you drink it. Well, you could be a collector.
That's very wordsmithy. I'm a professional liar of you to think of that.
Well, I don't know that I'm a professional because I don't make money off of it, but I'm pretty good at it.
You are, and that's scary. All right, hey, let's get on. Are you ready?
Yes. Excuse me.
No, Sean!
Oh, you started already?
Seriously.
It's all good.
No.
Excuse
that's
me.
That's the dehydrated pee whiskey he's drinking. So... Building this podcast is called Building the Life or Booker House You Want It. And you might think from our podcast that I have a lot of work to do on this. So.
What do you mean you have a lot of work?
I'm building the life.
Oh, well, yeah, you're still working on that.
Still part. On the building the husband you want part.
You so. Don't build a husband. You've got the best basic model you can afford. And you add the extras as you go.
Oh my gosh. All right. So I've been going through holes of reels about how to build a husband and also short form videos at night lately, right?
Yeah.
Watching
people. You know what that means? She watches porn in bed.
That is not true. That is another lie. Why are you doing this?
I'm going to admit, just for your safety.
That's so mean.
And you're. That was a lie.
You're just really that was cold a
blatant lie.
You know the problem here.
I can't even watch porn in bed when Carrie's there.
You know the problem here.
What?
Is that you lie and make me the brunt of your jokes, and you don't care that it hurts me. You just care about laughing yourself. And not how it affects other people.
Well, hopefully it affects other people by them laughing too.
At my expense.
Oh.
He doesn't care.
I do care.
He does not.
You do. Care. I mean, I do.
No, oh my God. I'm going to cry. I'm not going to make it
baby,
through.
Don't cry on another it's podcast. It's so mean. Come on. It's getting embarrassing. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
All right, what are we talking about today? Building the life or book or house you want?
And I can't because I have you.
You can't what? Talk?
Build my life because...
Because you have you, me?
Off the record, as you build your life, other people will really screw it up.
Off the record.
And that's why self-help doesn't work.
She's not talking about me.
Because you don't magically get to help all the other selves too. All right, so anyways, I've been watching a lot of videos, not about porn.
On what?
It doesn't matter.
And it does!
Like, redecorating.
Oh, yes, you have.
Can you not interrupt?
I'm sorry. I was just saying, telling
you're
people
breaking
that.
My heart, Anakin.
I won't get the reference, nor will I interrupt anymore. I know okay. that ends with Skywalker, but...
Oh, my God. So, watching people remodel their house or their home or decorating for the holidays, and, you know, often there's an Amazon affiliate in there. But I watch all of these things, right? And at the same time, a lot of the writers that I'm working with are having big doubt moments, kind of like me during this podcast, as they query and read Twitter or X and see authors behaving badly or agents behaving badly... Or people getting yelled at for sucking at something, right? And they're scared. No, you do not get yelled at. You have to watch your wife cry when you suck at something. So there's a part of... All of you didn't see him pointing at himself right there, but he was pointing at himself because it's all about Sean. So now there's one part of this that you need to put... Need in under... Like, to put stuff into perspective. And, like, losing your reputation isn't the same as being in a war zone or in natural disaster or having someone violent in your own home, right? But a lot of the times on social media and in our heads, we act like it is, right?
Oh, God,
yes. And it's the same thing about money. We act sometimes like it's the only thing that gives our lives value. And I think I personally, and we all need to unlearn that. So what gives your life value is what you determine gives it value. So for Sean, that might be making jokes at other people's expense.
No!
And having moments of laughter. And for someone else, that might be money, if they're into that. Or it might be family, or it might be friends, or having a sense of purpose.
For me, baby, it's you.
You're going to make me cough so hard, I'm like... Laugh so hard I cough, because that ain't true. So the point is that you get to determine what gives your life value, right?
Yeah.
Not society, not Sean, not me, not TikTok viewers or literary agents even. When we go in, right, to build or remodel or decorate a room, one of the most important questions you should ask yourself is like, what is the purpose of this room? What do I want it to feel like? What do I want to feel like when I'm in it, right?
Yeah.
And when we go into build a scene of our story, we ask those really similar questions, like, what's the purpose of the scene? Is it to show conflict? Is it to move the plot forward? Is it to dive more deeply into character or make a new obstruction? And more importantly, what do I want the reader to feel? And when we go in to build who we are as a person in our life, we can ask those same questions too. Like, what's the purpose of what I'm doing right now? What does my choice make me feel like? And who do I want to be here right now in this moment? Sean?
Yes, love?
Who would you like to be here right now in this moment?
Oh, I just want to be your loving and caring husband that makes you feel like the most amazing woman in the world. Which I'm getting pretty good at.
Oh my God. So... Our next episode will be about delusionary thoughts. All right, so, Sean, you're such a cut up. All right, so who do we want to be? That's really the question. And are we making choices to be that person, right?
Yeah.
And I've lost that a bit lately. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of my husband, but I've made a list to start getting back. You wrote those lines. Just try to start getting that back. Like, a list. Like, who do I want to be?
I know, you told me one of your list things just a little bit ago.
Was it my husband being nicer to me?
No, it was about writing.
Oh, that's right. So.
See, I remembered something important that you said to me.
That is so rare.
Ching, ching, bonus points. Daddy's getting lucky tonight.
No, no, Daddy is not.
What?
Not after that.
Are we done already?
Yeah, we're done already. We're going to do dog tip, but we're done
with that. But I mean, we're done with the real educational part?
Yeah, do you want to talk about anything?
No. I was just thinking about some stuff as you were talking, but it's not even related. I was thinking
about,
I was thinking about scene building, actually. So.
There's a scene being built right here.
Oh, she's not crying, folks. She's laughing.
Oh, no,
I actually made her laugh, and it wasn't her expense. Dog tip for life.
Oh, no.
Did you make a dog tip?
We did.
Because I haven't really prepared one in my head.
You were so loud, like the... things, the sound waves went off the charts.
I know, you can't even see the tops of those mofos.
That's terrifying. All right, so our dog tip for life is Pogi, looking adorable.
All of our dog tips are from Pogi nowadays.
Because we only have one dog.
Yes, we only have one dog. We're like four short, but we'll survive.
No.
Huh?
No, we won't. All right, so.
Are you going to let me see the dog tip, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. That's short and easy.
Yeah, I gave it to you because it's short and easy, baby.
Well, that's why.
That's why you married me? No. Is that what you were going to say?
Oh, that's even better than what
I...
Oh, me! Short and easy. I was going to say that's why we have sex, because I'm short and easy.
Oh, my God.
But yours was way better.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God,
oh,
baby.
No.
You made a joke at your expense. And we both laughed harder than ever.
It's so hard to be here.
So Pokey says, be the dog you want to be.
And what kind of doggy does Pokey want
to
be?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's still trying to figure that out, honestly.
Yeah, just like me.
She wants to be a guard dog that pees herself when an ornament accidentally falls off the tree.
It's so sweet. She's highly reactive. She's
very confused right now.
Very confused and highly reactive, like her mama. She's entering
the terrible twos, right?
Yeah.
Will be. Yeah. Shortly.
Yeah.
And she is terrible. She's not terrible.
She's not terrible.
No, her brain, she's a little scattered brain. She seems more like a 15-year-old teenager, honestly. Emotional.
She's like, gotta focus on this. Whoa, shiny.
Exactly.
Focus. Oh,
maybe she's
got
ADHD. Uh-oh. That was just my phone sliding down a level.
Oh, nosies. So, yeah. There you go.
So, yeah, what?
It's a podcast. I don't know how helpful it was.
They don't have to be helpful, just entertaining.
Oh, I don't know how entertaining it was either.
But they're not long enough for, like, if you're on a car trip, you know?
They're only, you have to, like,
maybe she just let me monologue for, like, half an hour.
You know, we could have a Shawnee monologue podcast. You could just do it, and I could just put it in there. Like, on a different day, like, half hour of Shawnee.
Yeah, we need an eighth day in the week.
You can find a half an hour to just
talk. Yeah, I can probably do it in the evening time.
No, you can do it anytime. You could do it driving the car. You can.
How am I supposed to do that?
You take your phone and put voice memo.
Talk to Ram.
Talk to the Ram.
Hey, Ram.
Yet again, not a sponsorship we have. If you look at CarrieJonesBooks.blog or livinghappy.substack to the Write Better Now section, you will also see writing exercises and places to submit. There you go.
Sweet.
I'm professional.
Have you been submitting any poems?
Hell to the no.
Why not?
Because I don't like getting rejected.
Oh.
And the poets are so poetic. Oh, wait.
Those were the fees I just saw?
Yeah, those were for that one.
I ain't paying to put poems in.
You ain't?
To a contest.
You ain't paying?
Yeah.
My poem would be, my husband makes me cough. He ain't paying to put no poems in the contest. How about if I write a poem?
No, how about if you write a poem?
Yeah.
And I'll edit it and make it all southern vernacular.
No, that might work, actually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that might work. I don't know. And then can we use your name because you're a man?
Y'all ain't shit.
Y'all ain't shit.
You know what I mean?
Y'all ain't shit. The poem by Sean Farrar.
I taught my dog how to fetch me a Bud Light.
But then her fang punctured the can.
And never again did I. She drank it all.
We're such weirdos. We could just make Bud Light poems. The poems of Bud Light. Bud Light, you be all right. You keep me company at night, Bud Light.
Is that really poetry?
Yeah, as it rhymed for me. It was poem. Don't you give me that look.
It was a good one. No, okay. That was an honest question because, you know, all that fancy poetry has all the fancy, I don't know what you call it, you know, the rhythms of the of the stuff.
Iambic pentameter.
Yeah, all that kind of
crap. We could make sestinas or villanelles. It could be really fun. We could just have a thing called the beer poems.
The beer poems?
Yes.
Okay. That's we can have a really bad one about IPAs.
IPA. Why you treat me this way?
Yeah.
Don't make me have to say I hate you, IPA. See, I can do this.
Like, it could revolve around walking through the desert for a week without any water, and still turning down an IPA.
When Sean hates, he hates really hard.
Oh, I'll drink them.
We could make a movie called Hate Hard.
Is that a porn?
I don't think so. Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef. Five Broke for free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.